Motion to go out of closed meeting.
Second.
Motion by Gibson, second by Arrington. All in favor say aye. Okay, we're back into our regular meeting. Other business. Andrew, do you have other business?
Yes. CTC approached the mayor about getting a letter of support for a grant that they're applying for the Parents Empowered program, which is, you know, talking to parents, talking to their children about alcohol consumption and that. So there's just a letter to sign before y'all leave.
Kind of support. Just
we support you applying for the grant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea, basically.
I have a list for everybody on the Founders Day thank you notes. I've heard back from Sarah and Dave. On this list, the blue ones are the ones that were last year's list but weren't on either of your lists. The yellow ones, just go over and make sure that I've got everybody, and then let me know if there's anybody missing so we can get those out.
I don't want to send as many as last year.
So what?
I don't want to do planning commission.
No, so what I've recommended is that we're just going to set it. We're not doing a little card. We're just going to do a thank you generic thing with the logo, and you know, we'll mail it out. But it, and then we'll just all sign one page, have that copy. But that's why I asked you to print this list today, so you can scratch off who we don't want or add who we do want. So
yeah,
just because, you know, last time we had 500 cards to send out, just too many.
Too many.
But I want to give a thank you out to the major people. So,
did we pay for the that carried my grand marshal parents? We pay for that.
Not a Heritage Foundation does that.
They pay him though.
Yeah,
they just said he was. Okay, my parents just said he was.
Yeah, we didn't. We don't pay his parents.
Okay.
To their,
so 400 or 700. What does it say?
Anyway, if you wouldn't mind just taking that to get back just as soon as you can. If there's, identify if it was on it from last year or scratch it off. You don't want to,
and you need addresses probably, huh?
I gave you some.
Yeah, if there's missing ones that you know of, feel free to add them.
So you don't want to do the kitchen?
I don't think.
Yeah, not elected. I don't think.
Like, and I don't know. I guess it just depends on the level of like I'm not going to send thank you cards to the people who helped with the adults in the bike parade.
No.
No.
I put a poll up because
even like the youth that came, probably don't know.
The youth that carried the banner.
Like Christensen's, the Hales Family Fiddlers, yes. Josco.
The sponsors.
I think like
sponsors of
Becky and Dean.
But those are all on there. Those are all on the list. So.
Got the announcer
involved. Yeah, I just think the big, like, even we had adults come help line up the parade. No, that's okay.
I didn't know.
So just check that list. You know, get it out. So okay. The thank yous are really so they're important.
Lori needs to, you know, big sign here.
Okay. Other?
Yeah, I have other.
Okay, keep going.
I have other business. I was just wanting to toot my own horn that I got the moderate income housing report submitted.
Nice.
It's not due till August 1st, but it was a big deal. Yeah. And then I just had a note on Central Weber, if you remember that. Or.
Oh, yeah. Do you have that? Can you want to just read that?
Yes.
This is a thing we have to do. Be read. We still on Zoom?
No. Yeah, we're on Zoom.
Okay. People want to look at them. It's those things. It's like, it, in my opinion, is ridiculous, but it's the state. So, I'll read it if you printed it out.
I did print out earlier. It's probably still something on the printer.
Go for it. We love your voice a lot better.
Yes, we
than
do.
Mine.
Oh, after I stumbled through all of Al Paul's, that's awesome. So it was a memo from to the Board of Trustees from Kevin Hall and Camille Cook at Central Weber Sewer Improvement District. On June 23rd, 2025, the Weber Sewer Improvement District Board of Trustees declared an intent to increase property tax above the certified rate. During this discussion, a request was made of trustees to report this in a public meeting. This report is intended to comply with a recent addition to Utah Code 17B1003. The notice attached to this memo contains the required elements of this report. Supporting information is that the district treats wastewater from 16 municipal entities, which collectively produced 32.93 million gallons per day in calendar year 2024. There are four comparable districts along the Wasatch Front with a similar scope of responsibility. The district seeks to convey and treat wastewater for member entities in a cost-efficient manner. The district has more than average operating expenses when compared to these peer facilities. The district went through the truth and taxation process in 2023 and 2024 to increase the property tax rate. Prior to 2023, due to increased property valuations, the district had not increased the property tax rate since 2012 and has sought to continue to operate efficiently. At this time, the district must respond to increasing operating expenses due to inflation in the cost of essential operating needs, such as chemicals and utilities used in the treatment process. And then it's the notice of their proposed tax increase. You want me to read through that as well? Central Weber Sewer Improvement District, Weber County. The Central Weber Sewer Improvement District, Weber County, is proposing to increase its property tax revenue. The Central Weber Sewer Improvement District, Weber County, tax on a $483,000 residence would increase from $143.45 to $56.73, which is $13.28 per year. The Central Weber Sewer Improvement District, Weber County, tax increase on a $483,000 business increase from $268.82 to $284.97, which is $24.15 per year. If the proposed budget is approved, Central Weber Sewer Improvement District, Weber County, would receive an additional $1,308,368 in property tax revenue per year as a result of the tax increase. If the proposed budget is approved, Central Weber Sewer Improvement District, Weber County, would increase its property tax budgeted revenue by 9.14% above last year's property tax budgeted revenue, excluding eligible new growth. The Central Weber Sewer Improvement District, Weber County, invites all concerned citizens to a public hearing for the purpose of hearing comments regarding the proposed tax increase and to explain the reasons for the proposed tax increase. You have the option to attend or participate in the public hearing in person or online. Public hearing will be held August 18th, 2025 at 6 p.m. at the Central Weber Sewer Improvement District Administration Building, District Office, located at 2618 West Pioneer Road, Marriott, Sayreville, Utah. A virtual meeting link is included. To obtain more information regarding the tax increase, citizens may contact Central Weber Sewer Improvement District at 801-731-3011 or visit their website.
Thank you. That will be noticed just like all the other tax increases in the bedrooms.
How are they
going to
affect the county?
I'm on that board. There are like
elected board or
no,
like no elected. So
they're all
elected. We're all elected. So they're like a commissioner. There's three from Ogden City, the mayor of Ogden City, and two council members. That's all from the end. Yeah, so we can start on that. There's Mayor Tate. There's Mayor, the Hooper Mayor. There's North Ogden Mayor. Me, the Riverdale Mayor. The Washington Terrace Mayor. The South Ogden Mayor. Trying to go with Far West has a representative on it. We did. Yeah. South Weber has,
they're elected by the board.
No, they're
appointed.
Yeah.
So
appointed
like
by the city.
The mayor.
Each
city has a council member.
Gotcha.
Okay. Mayor of Hooper. I think it took Mayor of Ogden. Anyway, yeah. Anyway.
13 years
most,
tax rate.
Most of the increase is to pay for, I believe, if I remember right, it was a $98 million bond to meet the new EPA guidelines for discharge of the effluent. And it's going UV treatments. Honestly, the water coming out, and again, 32 million gallons a day. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Anyway, so just in Weber County,
and showers.
Yeah.
Long 50-minute showers.
What do they do with all the solid waste? Where does that go? They put that out in
the field. It's the compost.
Yeah,
it's not all the compost.
Well, a lot of it is. That's just, they separate. Yeah, they separate the and haul to the transfer station to be burned. They take out, you know, the wipes that aren't supposed to be in there, all that kind of, they're all flushed. Yeah, you can flush them, absolutely, but they don't do anything but go. They take out a ball every night that is just massive of these wipes.
Yeah, a rat walked across my foot. I remember.
That's what I remember too.
Freaked out.
Anyway, so next.
That's all I have.
That's all you have? Yeah. We went to the Twinkie Factory. Got a lot better. Laurie? And?
No, just want to say how excited I am with the pickleball project progress. It's looking really good.
When is it expected to be done?
I will go my turn before I forget. Okay. I don't know if he was going to remind me. I don't know if we need a June 22nd meeting or not. Or July 22nd meeting. You guys, while I was gone on my cruise, approved the schedule that had like 10 things missing. But because it's so close to the 24th, I don't know. One of these things was to get the acquisition, but that's going. What was the other? There's one more I talked about. Oh, I'm sure Val, Paul, and them are going to want to revisit this as quickly as possible. You want to just play it by ear and we'll let you know?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be around.
I'll be here.
22nd, you said?
Yeah. I can be here. All right. We'll let you know. I guess that's doable too. 29th, July 29th. Might hear that say. Yeah, I don't think I'm on vacation. Oh, I will be gone. No, 29th. That's the night before I leave. So just to St. George, the family for TuaCon for 4 days or something. Anyway, all right. We'll get that. Sarah. Oh, and I'll also just thank everybody for Founders Day. You know, it turned out wonderful like it always does. I'm going to miss it. It was a very bittersweet day for me. I was like, glad to have it over, but it was like, oh, this is the last time this, or this is the last time that. I volunteered to cook at breakfast, and well, we'll see on the breakfast. So Bailey's telling no, but hopefully. And to cook hot dogs.
Got you.
So anyway,
she added something.
Well, I kind of control the grill, so if you can bring his own grill,
the blue are the ones that were on last year. We're not on either of their lists.
Don't worry about it. Stuff,
I just don't know if anybody like donated anything that I, like again.
Scratch them off.
All right, that's all I had. Thanks, everybody. Sarah?
Well, we have a meeting Thursday, right?
Come back. Okay. Dave?
I don't have anything beyond that.
Steve? Okay. Chief?
So real quick, a couple things. We have our sergeant testing going on right now. They're going to do their... We did it a little different. I was excited. We had the sergeant opening. We had 5 of our in-house guys put in, which I was kind of excited about because to me that tells me that they all feel like they're performing at a level that they would be considered to be a sergeant. So I was excited about that. We did the testing process a little bit different this time. I gave them a scenario, and they had to come up with a 3 to 5 page response to that scenario on how they would handle that situation as a sergeant. And then tomorrow they're going to present their response to a panel. That should be good. There is 2 of our current sergeants are on it, Andrea and Alicia. Hopefully by the next meeting, I'll probably be able to announce who the new sergeant will be to take that position. After that's done, we'll open up our school resource position and get somebody assigned to the school. I'm really excited to report that just yesterday I made an offer to an individual that accepted, so we'll be fully staffed on July 20th. Yep. So he is coming from another agency in Salt Lake County. Got 8 years of experience, highly recommended. Spent some time working for the Weber County Sheriff's Office prior, so he knows the area, he knows Spillman, he knows our dispatch and how all that works. So no, Robbie was just filling in, just finishing out the last year. Robbie did a good job up there. But per the contract, we can't really have somebody up there that's doing other duties. So
but it would be an internal discussion. We would hire somebody.
So I'm really excited about that. So things are going good.
Awesome. So,
yep. Thank you for all
we didn't have any problems. They said in here,
No problems that way. We had one little incident over here at the park. Some kids were lighting fireworks during the fireworks. So it was interesting when I got over there. As soon as I walked up, there's 15 or 20 kids. Half of them just beelined it and left.
Kid bathroom. Yeah. Some people came out and they said, "You're kidding." So we went in there and I said, "I know you've got them. Give them to me now." And the kid came out and he started falling. He's like, "Here's my bath."
So they left and I was like, "Well, I don't think they took off like that."
Yeah,
we should.
I don't think we should thank the Grand Marshals and Ben Neff. No, I crossed them off already on my list.
Oh, well,
why don't you take the master list? Let's go through these.
Yeah, I got the master list right here.
So what are they? What's yellow and blue?
Blue from last year.
Well,
So we're keeping Spencer Stevens, Weber High School, Lee's Marketplace, Skyline. Okay, then the next set of blue, I got rid of the top three. Who's Clark's Market?
He did the medals.
So keep him?
Yes.
Timbermine, The Rush.
They donated, yes.
How about Alec and Weber Sheriff?
No.
Rindless Bonker was usually Ben.
No.
Well, that the other motors, Weber County Sheriff.
Okay, oh, they did. So keep them. Oh, hang on. Circle it.
I wouldn't think Paul and then Butcher. Stay home.
I don't think we should.
Okay. Yeah.
They're the bike. He was just a bike rider.
Yeah, I'm not going to get any of those pickleball people. So, and then I think Andy Neff.
Straw Market didn't help. Cross the road.
Straw Market didn't help.
Nope.
So, Kevin Hall, did he announce?
Yes.
Okay.
Kevin Hall announced, yes.
So I'm getting rid of Andy, Jeff, Dave, Julie.
Hey, we.
Leonard Hall finally helped.
Big lights on Andy, though. Do we want to put anything there for Ben?
I would do that.
We did it. We honored him.
I don't think we should send him a thank you note.
We honored them.
Why do you think them wrong? Jerry Erickson, I'd like to keep. He did that cert night thing.
Nelson Lyons.
So you're just keeping. You're doing it right. Like yeah. You're marking.
Yeah. Keep on. The barn, golf course.
Yes, they do.
Okay. The shed did not.
They're out. Them off.
Jelsko.
Yes.
Then Manya's No. Scratching her. Wasatch Peaks.
Yes, Wasatch Peaks, yeah.
Keep.
They got baked twice.
Oh, wow. Prairie Schooner.
Yes.
Keep. Sean Wilkinson, he's off. Martha's off. Dean and Becky were keeping. Yes. Sam's Club, yes.
No.
Not on Larry. Sam's didn't?
No.
Okay. Wow. And Larry and Marie are off, or keep?
Yeah, they were. Well, they were grand marshals.
Or did they?
No.
That's
Jenny Taylor,
yes.
Major Brent. So that, both of them.
That's just.
All that's just all one.
That's one.
It's all one. So should we go to the okay?
Jenny so was combined. Janice Jones. She donated $1,000 plus came the ships for free. Yeah.
It's combined as well, right?
Janice Jones.
Yes. Okay, then the Baileys are there. Jim and Dixie. Should we thank them?
If you want to cross.
can keep in there.
Okay.
Honeyville Farms.
Yes.
Ortho, Utah.
Ortho, Utah, number two, yes.
Emily Lee with a race.
Yes.
Chartuti's help with the breakfast. I mean, is that enough for a thank you note? Yeah.
They helped the last 7 years. I would.
Okay. Jason and Tracy Nelson.
Yes. And yes. I don't know if those parents' names.
Kevin, but they came and helped for breakfast.
But they helped last 7 years. It's nice.
Yeah. Says wife's name. They didn't come this year.
They didn't come.
Yeah, they did. Phil's parents?
Phil's parents came, but Paige's parents didn't come.
Paige's parents.
Oh,
last year. Christian. Oh, yeah. That's last year. Paige.
Christensen family with seafood, yeah. Yes. Jerry Burns, yes. Jeff.
I don't think Jerry.
Jerry did.
Family.
For the two people at CERT, you might want
Jeff Jones, my
sir. Okay. So are we taking Jerry off?
If you take off the other,
yeah.
Keep Jeff. Heather,
you don't need to.
Tyson,
no.
Heather, no. Tyson will keep them. PVP will keep them. Sophie Riggs,
she's saying the national order of them. Sweet.
Austin Sackett with Dragon Dynamite.
He threw a nice.
Okay, then I say no on Ben. I say no on Mel and Diane.
Yep.
Chad Hopper's on Planning Commission. So, John Horses.
And he's on the.
Keep Best Realty.
Yes, she donated.
Do we keep Bailey RV Repair or are we already sending one to?
We're sending one to Kevin Christmas.
Okay. Pack Tax.
Yes, she donated.
Pierced by Ash.
She donated.
Mountain Home Services.
She donated.
Admiral Beverage, yes. Menchie's.
Battles.
Ardent Running Company, yes. And Utah Physical Therapy.
I don't know. I have. Okay.
They don't make me look like.
They were.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. No,
Darren Carver was announcing. What was the guy's name that I sent you?
Was he on there?
No.
Yeah.
So.
Royce.
He's not there. Royce. I got his.
Here,
out
I got
him.
One.
They added him to my sheet. It didn't get on here because this was our incentive.
Okay.
I have Royce and Charles.
We've
got some concerns. So I'll talk about tomorrow with that. But anyway.
Okay. Lee Real Estate Team, yes.
Yeah.
Carrie Anderson Tangish, no. Flag Holders, no. Zena, Laurie are gone. PBPA, Lori, no. The Penrods didn't come. James, no. Bonnie, no. Greg Smith was the truck. We don't need to thank him. Holly Whitaker's out. Ban Coldwater.
Yeah.
Jay Grease is out. Heritage Foundation. What if we just send one to the whole foundation instead of like one to
staff.
Huh?
Yeah, that's fine.
PV office staff, let's send one just to the PVPA.
I didn't see the Hales Family Fiddlers on there.
They were on there.
Where was that?
I didn't see that.
No.
We're not thanking them.
Yes.
So do we need the Hales?
I put Hales Family Fiddlers on there first.
I thought they were on there.
I didn't see them.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I swear that they were. I know that this is a list.
Just make sure they're on.
Okay. I got to add it to this master list.
Okay, Royce Jacobs is his name.
Oh, yeah, I got an address on
it. And I added the two
Kevin Hole. And...
He's on here.
Yeah, Kevin Hole.
I read him, right?
So was Aaron.
Kevin Hole.
Oh, I read Kevin Hole. He's up here at the
first
yellow or third yellow section or something under Andy Ness.
Kevin Beatty, Kevin Hole, Royce, Aaron. We got them all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
he's
saying you have to.
Yeah,
so moved.
Second.
Bye.
Have you all tried the one?